Hi there, this is Farid from Jakarta Good Guide and welcome to another edition of Jakarta Good Guide's podcast. This episode, I will be talking to a friend who is a watercolor artist and also a co-founder of Lokareka, which is a group of people who create workshops. And we are going to talk about art galleries and museums in Jakarta. And now we are already with Leka Putra. Hi, how are you doing?
Hi, I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm great. Okay, now let's get down to business. A lot of people don't realize that Jakarta has a vibrant art scene and there are several art galleries and museums. But we're only going to talk about three of them, some major ones, the National Gallery, the Fine Art and Ceramics Museums, and Museum Macan. First of all, Museum Macan stands for Modern and Art and Contemporary Museum, yeah? And first of all, which one is your favorite and why?
Okay, among these three, my favorite is definitely the Museum Macan. Why? Because I personally like the contemporary arts and modern arts, and that's what this museum is showcasing. But other than that, I think this museum is also has the best facility. This museum is private owned, and they treated the visitors as their client, as their customers. So I think you can experience like a very comfortable visit in this museum.
This museum is considered as quite a new museum. And how long have you, how many times have you visited, and do you still remember what exhibition that you saw and which one that amazed you or impressed you the most?
How many times? Okay, I really cannot count because sometimes I visit there to see the exhibitions, and quite several times I was there for as the volunteer of an exhibition. But I think this museum is very interesting.
If you compare to the other two, like National Gallery and then the Fine Art and Ceramics Museum, what are the differences that really stood out with Museum Macan among the other two?
The most distinct difference is, I think, is the collection. I think as Indonesian, to see arts from big names such as Yayoi Kusama or Jean-Michel Basquiat or even Andy Warhol in our city, it's such a privilege and such an experience, and I don't think you can find that in other two museums and galleries. So yeah, I think that's the biggest difference.
Okay. For information, if you want to go to this museum, it's on Perjuangan Street in West Jakarta. So it's not in the center, not in the north as well. And there are no other museums around the Museum Macan. So if you want to go there, you really have to make the effort to go there. If you take the bus, the closest bus stop is the toll gate of Kebon Jeruk. If you take the Trans Jakarta bus number T11, or the Kebon Jeruk bus stop, if you take the Trans Jakarta bus number 8, because it's located not far from those two bus stops. But if you want to take your own private car or a taxi, it's also easy to get there because it's close to the main street. And I know that this museum is also, I would like to think, as one of the most expensive, if not really the most expensive museum here in Jakarta, because if you want to visit, you have to pay for like 100,000.
Yes, 100,000, or you can pay 300,000 rupiah for a year if you want to have a membership, or if you're a student, you can pay for around 180,000 rupiah. So it's actually a good deal
for a student. 180 for a year.
A year, yes.
Okay, so it's a privilege to be a student, actually. And what I like about this museum is, again, the facilities, and also like the it has a coffee shop. It has a good coffee shop, and then also it has a good souvenir place, right?
Yes. They have this museum Macan shops that not only selling the big artist souvenirs, but also local artist souvenirs. So yeah.
Yes. So if you're just looking for souvenirs from Jakarta or from local artists, I really recommend visiting Museum Macan. Even if you don't visit the museum, it's okay. You can still visit the souvenir shop or the local coffee shop. But one thing is that this museum is in a building. It's in a building. It has an apartment, so it might get complicated. But I assure you, once you get there, it's easy to direct. I mean, to find a museum, it's on an M floor. You have to take the elevator, and also it's pretty nice. What have you visited? I mean, what exhibition have you visited? I personally myself was a volunteer during the Yayoi Kusama exhibition, and it was massive. It was just big and huge and crowded, but I'm so glad that Jakarta has an art museum and the people are willing to pay to see the artwork or probably just take selfies in the galleries of an art museum. So it was really an experience for me.
Yeah. I went there to the Yayoi Kusama exhibition, and also I went to the Li Mingwei exhibition. It's called the Seven Stories, and I was one of the mending volunteer for his mending project. And also, the recent exhibition is actually the manifesto that's from Julian Roosevelt. An exhibition I've been wanting to visit, and I'm so glad that Museum Macan brought it to Jakarta. So yeah, that's the reason why I love this museum.
Or Museum Macan is a little bit different than other museums, so it doesn't have a permanent exhibition. It always has temporary exhibition, so you need to check their website whether they're open or not. It's museummacan.org, and you can also buy the tickets there. You can also see the time of opening and closing, and also what is on, and you know whether they're open or not. And the rules. Now let's talk about the rules. I know this museum has quite a strict rules when you want to visit, unlike some other museums. So you're not allowed to bring big bags, yeah?
Yes, you're not allowed to bring big bags, and but don't worry, they have a proper storage for it. So yeah, you can.
Also, please do not touch any of the collection. This is something that I know a lot of Indonesians are still learning, so it's a learning process, and I'm glad that and this museum is quite strict, because you would find a lot of security guards everywhere, and don't be offended if they approach you and talk to you and warn you, because they really take their museum seriously, don't you think so?
Yes, and okay, one other thing, you cannot ask the people who's keeping the artwork to take photos of you, to take selfies of you, because obviously that's not their job. They're there to if you have questions about the artwork, and they're not there to take your selfies.
Yeah, I got that a lot when I was volunteering during the Yayoi Kusama, and then people wanted to take selfies and then ask me, and then I said, oh, I'm sorry, I cannot do it, and they replied with rude, and I was like, that is not even my job to take photos of you. And then when I always warned them about not getting too close to the collections, be it like the balls, you know, and also what balls is that? Like the glass balls, like the aluminium balls that were just on the floor. It was on the floor, but it doesn't mean that you can touch them. But some people think that they they could touch them, and they could even lay on the floor. No, you are not allowed to lay on the floor, take photos. You're not allowed to lay on the walls even, because they like to keep their walls clean. And also, of course, you're not allowed to lay on the floor, well, unless if it's probably a it's part of the exhibition or part of the showcase, then you can probably can. But other than that, no, it's just like common sense. That's what I like about this museum. You know, they have strict rules, and that's why I get that a lot of Jakartans review this museum as a museum that was too strict compared to other museums. But it's still enjoyable. It's still nice. It's aircon. You can spend probably an hour or even two if you enjoy the collection one by one. Moving on from the Modern Art and Contemporary Art Museum, Museum Macan, the second take. What is your second favorite gallery or museum in Jakarta?
My second favorite museum and gallery in Jakarta is the National Gallery.
Okay, National Gallery. It is in the center of Jakarta. It's so easy to go there. It's on Medan Merdeka Timur Street. It's really close to the National Monument Square. It's just right across Gambir Station, the train station, one of the busiest train station. But Gambir train station does not serve commuter train station, so it only serves like long distance train. So if you are taking the train, the commuter train, you can make a stop at Gondangdia Station or Juanda Station, and then you can walk from Gondangdia or Juanda Station approximately 1.35 kilometers or 0.8 miles from Juanda Station, and 950 meters or around half a mile from Gondangdia Station. And if you are taking the bus, Transjakarta bus, the nearest bus stop is Gambir bus stop. It's the bus number 2 stops there, and then you can just walk probably around only 3 to 4 minutes. And if you happen to be around in the National Monument Square area, you can actually just walk and find the Medan Merdeka Timur Street. It's literally on the east side of the monument. Okay, now tell me why you like this museum.
Why do I like this museum? I think it's because the way they curate the collection. You can see a clear timeline of not only the art history, but also the country's history. That is arranged properly in this gallery. And that's the beauty of art. It's not only telling you about art, but also it encapsulates the history and the story about when the art is made, and then when the painting is you know, happened.
What I like about this museum, that it's free actually. So you don't really have to pay anything to pay to the museum. But again, you have to check their social media account, Galerie Nationale. Just find it to find out whether they're open or not, because sometimes they're closed. All of a sudden you're there and then they're closed. So make sure you check their social media, their Twitter or their Instagram. And unlike the Macan Museum, the Gallery National Gallery has two buildings, two exhibition areas. It has the temporary exhibition area, which is in the main building in the center, and then it also has the permanent exhibition area. So even if it doesn't have any temporary exhibition, you can still visit the permanent exhibition, the one that already mentioned, that the paintings or the artworks were arranged according to the timeline, and it is also the era, and not only from Indonesian local artists. Yeah, you can also find from other artists from other country, right?
Yes. Yeah, you can find famous paintings also from other countries.
Okay, so whose paintings you like the most or that stand out the most?
There's this one called Kakak Bradik from Basuki Abdullah. That's one of my favorite painting because I personally love also drawing figures, and this painting has also inspired lots of local artists to study them and to recreate them, and yeah, that's my favorite. And also painting from Raden Saleh, oh my god, yes, those details, and yeah, that you can find in this gallery.
Yeah, that's also one of my favorite things that you can find in the National Gallery. You can find the real paintings of Raden Saleh, and also the replica as well, the Diponegoro painting from Raden Saleh. Also, you can find a painting of Raden Saleh itself, but not made by him. And then you can find paintings from Indonesian maestros like Basuki Abdullah, Afandi, Sujoyono. Those paintings are just all over in the National Gallery. I recommend spending around an hour or even more because you want to see the details of the painting and then the colors, and then try to visit like each room to understand what was going on, because Indonesia has like a long history, and then a long history of oppression and then conflicts, and then you can find those events in the paintings and the artwork, right?
Yes. That's as what I said earlier. The power of painting and art is that they really capture the moment that's going on at that time. So it's really insightful to see the art and to read the description.
If you are visiting Jakarta in August, I really recommend coming to this National Gallery, because in the temporary exhibition, usually they have like big exhibition, like paintings or artworks that are stored in the palaces or even in the ministry buildings, government-owned buildings. They try to curate those artworks and then showcase them in a National Gallery. So the best time to visit this National Gallery is actually in August. But even if you're not visiting Jakarta in August, it is still worth visiting. So the last one would be the Museum of Fine Arts and Ceramics. This one is one of the three major museums located in the Old Town in Kota Tua of Jakarta. You can find the museum in Fathahillah Square. So if you're visiting Fathahillah Square, one of the museums is actually the Fine Art and Ceramics Museum. It's actually not my favorite museums because I don't think it's really well managed and well preserved, but yeah, it's also still very interesting. If you're going to Kota Tua, you can actually take the train and the bus. The bus stop is the Kota bus stop. You can take the bus number 1 or several other buses. It's one of the major bus stops there, and also the big train station called Kota Train Station, and then you can just walk from there to Lapangan Fathahillah or Fathahillah Square, and you can find the Fine Art and Ceramics Museum. The building itself, I find it beautiful because it was built in the 19th century, and it used to be the Raad van Justitie, or it was probably like the Supreme Court of the Dutch at that time. That's why you will find the building feels like it has power. It has supreme power because it used to be a courthouse, actually. Now, why do you like this museum?
Okay, first of all, I understand why it's not your favorite museums, because yeah, I do agree that the artworks here, they are not as well presented as the other museums. However, why I like this museum is because I think they stores this museum stores a very important collections from the big names like Afandi and Basuki Abdullah, Sujoyono. They all have it in this museums. And one of my favorite painting is that there is this one painting, you can find it here. It's from Emiria. She's one of the probably the first female artist in Indonesia, and she's not only the pioneer of female artists, but she is also the pioneer of modern arts in Indonesia. She has her own style. She's not following the European style, just like most of the painter at that time did. So yeah, she is actually one of the most important painter at that time. And one of her painting, it's called the Dayak Bride. It has been exhibited in Washington even at that time. So yeah, it's very important collection, and you can find it in this museum.
Okay, so it has two different area for exhibition for paintings, right?
Yeah.
Like there's one on the second floor, and then there's another one on the other, you know, side of the building, because the building is huge. So if you enter from the entrance gate and then you will walk to an area, it's like a small room, and then there is a stair that will lead you to the second floor, right? And that's how you should start seeing the collections, right?
Yes, I think they recently, the last time I visited there, they also have two different exhibition, the permanent and the temporary ones. And then I think the layout can be different, but yeah, there are those two kinds of exhibition at one time.
So after you visit the second floor, on the second floor you'll find the replicas of Raden Saleh paintings. None of those Raden Saleh paintings are original, I think, unlike the National Gallery. But then you can also find paintings from other artists as well on that second floor. And what amazed me the most on the second floor is you can find paintings on glasses.
Yes.
Paintings on glasses of wayang, of the story of wayang. And it amazed me because the details were very, you know, very elegant, and the colors were also really good, right?
Yeah.
And then you enter another room that store paintings and artworks from other famous artists as well from Indonesia. I don't remember that the area is aircon or not. I don't think so. Was it? Is it?
Yeah, that's the thing. I think it is aircon, but however, this building is not made for an art museum. So it has a very high windows and doors, and
yes.
Sometimes you can even see the birds are
entering
the building,
yes.
and you can see that I question whether or not it is safe for the artwork. So yeah, that's the thing. It's not really built for
a museum, art museum especially. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then after you finish on the second floor, you need to take the same stairs back to the ground floor, and then you will find a door on your left, and then you go to another area, another exhibition area. Then you will find paintings that tell you the story of the Japanese colonization at that time, and also the communist time, and then Afandi abstract painting that I remember. And from Lekra is one organization that was associated with the Communist Party. And then you get to the end, and where you find more recent artwork or paintings from Indonesian artists. And then what I like from this museum actually that it has a courtyard, like indoor courtyard, that you can just sit and then you'll find statues or sculptures. Not so many, but I find it really soothing because they have a big tree, and then it's just nice in a hot weather to sit there.
That is a nice place. I mean, yeah, the building itself is actually a very, very nice building, and placed in such an iconic landmark of Jakarta. So I think this museum is one of the most visited museums.
So thank you so much, Leka Putra, for being a guest on this episode of the podcast. You can find his artwork on Instagram at Leka Putra, LekaPutra. So thank you so much for listening. And if you think that there are other art galleries or museums in Jakarta that are worth visiting, please leave a message and then we will recommend it. Definitely we will recommend it for you as well. Thank you, and I'll see you on another episode of Jakarta Good Guides podcast.